Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven last words of Christ, Jesus Christ's statements from the cross. In today's session, we're going to look at Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Let's read that verse. Luke 23, verse 46. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. You know, GPS devices are commonplace today. Most people don't even think of roadmaps anymore, and many have never even heard of them. Because the GPS device is in constant communication with several satellites, it knows where you are all the time. You just need to input where you want to go. And you can program the GPS to choose a route with more highways or more back roads, shorter distance or faster time, fewer tolls, less traffic or construction. Once you tell it where you want to go, it calculates the route and begins step-by-step directions to your destination. It can provide voice commands, so it's not necessary to look at the device as you drive. If an instruction is ignored, the GPS simply recalculates and gives new directions. The GPS has, I've noticed though, a couple of curious habits. It gives an instruction in the voice commands, and then just before you get to the turn, it repeats the instruction as if you're not capable of remembering to do what it told you. I often find myself getting upset at the GPS. The other habit it has is when it can't easily recalculate the route, the voice matter-of-factly commands perform a U-turn when possible. And it keeps repeating the order every few seconds. I have told, on occasion, the GPS to be quiet. But I've learned, very slowly at times, that my GPS has my best interest in its plans, keeping me on course. And guess what? When I cooperate, it guides me to my desired destination. You know, God has given the Holy Spirit to be like a GPS in your spiritual life. He knows where you are at all times. He has himself decided where you're going to join him in glory. He plans the best route to get there based on his purposes. He guides you step by step all the way to your destination. He recalculates the route when you ignore his instructions in sin. He calls you to make a U-turn when you're tempted to go off course. And he's ready to give you joy when you finally get there. Jesus provided an example of following God's GPS, the Holy Spirit, throughout his life, right up to the point of his death on the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death of the cross. There is a whole lot we can talk about when considering this last word of Christ from the cross. The focus of my thoughts is on the complete control Jesus demonstrated in life and in death. Having fulfilled all things regarding his earthly mission, he placed his spirit in his Father's care. The last act of Jesus' life reflected his whole life, a perfect confidence in God and complete dependence upon him. The Lord trusted the Father with his life even when he came as a vulnerable baby. And he maintained that trust even to death. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. What an act of faith. And by the way, why did Jesus use a loud voice? I believe it was simply to make sure that everyone there was paying attention when he gave up his spirit by his own divine power. Notice a few things. Jesus died with God's words on his lip. He died with God's word on his lip. As he quoted the fulfillment of David's prophecy from Psalm 31, verse 5, he had his focus on the Father until the very end of his ministry. What an example for you and me. He called God his Father. Earlier, when he cried out in desperation, he said, my God, as he reached the end, giving up his life for you and me, he once again called him Father. What an example for us of always returning to the intimacy of our relationship with the Lord. He demonstrated a trust in the resurrection, that the Father would indeed reunite his spirit and body. He placed his spirit in his Father's hands to be taken into paradise and then returned on the third day. Jesus gave us an example that we should be concerned about our soul in death. We must have a trust in the Lord to care for us after we die by trusting in the Lord to save us before we die. Is Jesus your Savior? Is he your Savior? Because Romans 3:23 lets us know that all have sinned. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death. John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world. And in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. And then Romans 10 and verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And first chapter 10 and verse 13. For all who call upon the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Amen. What a great study to just take a look at each of these last seven statements that Jesus made from the cross as he was carrying out the plan of the ages, gaining redemption for us, the forgiveness of our sins, the hope of eternal life. I trust that you will think about all these things. Consider them in your own life. That you have a great day.